Let's call them members of the Final Four. You know, regional champion just doesn't sound that big. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Final Four bound.
Yeah, because, you know, not trying to be critical.
National semifinalists.
Well, they get a big trophy for winning the regional, as a matter of fact.
Do they?
Yeah. All regional champions hold a big trophy aloft and all that, and they get, yeah.
Beat Baylor when it counted.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, yeah. You know, if you'll remember, we said that the very first time they lost to Baylor this year, we said, you know, each time they play them, it's going to be more important. And sure enough, you know, the last time they played them was the most important one. So.
And they hadn't just lost three in a row to Baylor. They'd lost eight in a row to Baylor.
Yeah, they had. Yeah.
So,
They broke the string at the right time.
It really was.
We'll have the games right here.
Yes, we will.
And Mike.
Well, we're on 11:50 this
morning. Mike and Steve do an outstanding job. Does Steve get to do the color on that, or is he going to have to be doing other stuff?
I hope he does.
Yeah, that'd be good. Mm-hmm. All right. Continental Airlines is offering seats that lie flat in first class. Something new. It'd been a great deal for that air traffic controller at Reagan International.
Yeah, he just napped right there.
Yeah, could have done that. It would have been pretty easy. Okay, now this is the kind of thing that you go, why do you listen to those guys in the morning? Here's the reason. This is something that you wouldn't probably find out anyplace else. Now, you know, Prince William is getting married, of course.
I don't know if you heard that or not.
We're all about that. So one of the things that he does, much like his daddy, is he likes to play polo, and apparently he's pretty good at it. She's allergic to horses.
Oh.
So there you go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Keep her away from Camilla.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was pouring coffee. Easy, girl.
Just saying.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, we'll invite Julia over to keep you company. That's
I
knew that.
Bring Julia over with Camilla. Well, that was sneeze fest.
Here comes Sharon.
Yeah. I'll scratch your nose. Yeah, come in. Scratch that bridge of nose. Yeah, right behind there.
Everything's good.
Just talk real soft.
Okay. Justice may be blind, but she ain't deaf. A judge in Hudspeth County. Did you hear about this? Rejected a prosecutor's proposed singing plea for Willie Nelson, who was arrested on a pot bus last year. The plea bargain the prosecutor hashed out with Nelson is if the singer performed his Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain and paid a small fee and pled guilty to a misdemeanor, he'd be off the hook from last year's bust with 6 ounces of marijuana. Come to court and sing and pay a fine? I like that, huh? County attorney Kit Bramblett, who admittedly is a Willie Nelson fan, said the deal makes sense because a courtroom rendition would constitute community service. The judge, however, that'd be Becky Dean Walker, who has final say in the case, told the Big Ben Sentinel, probably publishes every Thursday, because he's a star, I don't think he should receive any special treatment. As far as my court goes, I treat everybody the same. Punishment could be a $100 fine and $278 in court costs. I'm guessing Willie could pay it. Front pocket money for him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, okay, Willie, here's what we're going to do. We're going to see if she'll go for this. But we'll get you to sing Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, and you pay $100 and you're out of here. Yeah, probably ain't going to work. All right, let's see. What did we watch on TV last week?
Last week?
Yeah. American Idol was number one. That's shocking.
Yeah.
Dancing with Stars was... Oh, Dancing with Stars. I watched some of that last week.
Did you watch Little Kirstie?
I watched. Well,
strangely, they did it.
There is no Little Kirstie. Yeah.
They did it. They did both of those without me.
Did they? Yeah. Somehow. Well, again, Little and Kirstie didn't. Yeah.
No.
Full-figured woman. Number three would be American Idol, then NCIS Los Angeles, 60 Minutes. Castle. What is Castle? Do we know what that is? Undercover Boss. You know Castle.
Yeah, I know Castle.
Okay, Castle's all right.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, that's fine. All right, listen, last night was the Brazos County Youth Livestock Association's sale, opportunity for kiddos to sell their livestock, and we're going to find out some numbers when we come back in just a minute.
Howdy, I'm Luke Ritalution, commander of Rudder's Rangers, inviting you to the Ranger Run for Fisher House on April 2nd. In partnership with BMI Defense Systems and the Corps, this run supports the Fort Hood Fisher House, allowing families of wounded soldiers to be near them free of cost. The race is at Veterans Park on April 2nd. Registration opens at 9 a.m., and 10K, 5K, and 1-mile races begin at 10:30. Runners can register and or donate at www.rangerrun.org for only $20. The Army will have an awesome display of vehicles like tanks and a helicopter. Register and or donate online at rangerrun.org.
This time of year, when the days are long and the nights are warm, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's being able to pull up a comfortable rocking chair on the front porch, catch a breeze, and relax over a game of checkers. Of course, at Cracker Barrel, there's plenty to enjoy inside, too. That's where you'll find generous portions of your favorite good country cooking, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures, some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker and a checkerboard ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 7:19. And as mentioned, the Brazos County Youth Livestock Association had their sale last night. And Randall Whittlesey's with us this morning. Randall, how you doing?
Good morning, Scott.
I appreciate you talking to us so early in the morning after a late night. But this is a thing that I think is really an important part of Brazos County and what we do for the youth. How did it go in the sale yesterday afternoon and then last night?
Well, Scott, we had a really good sale last night, and we can't thank our supporters it was just a great sale. And you're right, we left the show barn this morning about 1:30.
Wow.
I appreciate this phone call this morning.
Well, we'll only do it once a year. How's that? We'll promise you that. But Grand Champion was bought by Dynacon. That was Lindsay Knight for $17,000. And the reserve champ was Blaine Wooten. And the folks at Castlegate bought that for $9,500. So we mentioned those two. But overall, the numbers look pretty good this year?
The overall numbers were up significantly from last year, Scott, and preliminarily, and these are run right after the sale. Then the premium auction last night, preliminary numbers were about $384,000.
Wow!
And if you couple that with the commercial steer auction yesterday at noon out of the Brazos Valley Livestock Auction, it brought close to $55,400. Again, rough numbers, and the total premium auctions went for about $440,000.
Percentage-wise or hard number-wise, do you know what kind of how that stacks up with what we did maybe last year?
I ran those numbers especially for you, Scott.
Oh, thank you. Okay, okay.
The premium auction was up 27%.
Oh, wow.
And the commercial steers were up 53%.
Goodness sakes. Well, those are good numbers. And again, there's...
Really good numbers. We had a really, really good year about 3 years ago. And of course, all this goes to the youth. There's all volunteer organization. We can't thank our sponsors, for help supporting that enough with American Momentum Bank and Texas Farm Bureau that came out, stepped up and were our premier and title sponsors this year.
Well, and y'all were plugged in because you had updates to the Lady Aggie games in the midst of it all, too, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that was a great thing. The crowd held. We had a little drop-off. We were a little disappointed about 8-12 last night, but they came back. And Royce was giving me updates as I was in the sale arena, and I was getting thumbs up, and thank goodness the thumbs up was throughout the
yeah,
auction.
Yeah, it worked out well. Hey, Randall, thanks a lot for chatting with us this morning.
Well, Scott, thank you very much.
All right, see you later. Bye. Bye-bye. Good numbers there. Wow, 53% increase over last year. So glad to do that. And, again, there are lots of guys and gals, young people who work in that, and it's a character builder, that's for sure. All right, here we go. Hey, Preacher Murphy. Got one for you. The pastor of an Ohio church has said the congregation will give away $1,000 on Easter Sunday for the second consecutive year. The Lindwald Baptist Church in Hamilton, Ohio, said $500 will be given away to a member of the church and $500 will be given to a guest to help boost your Easter Sunday attendance. Last year, 1,137 folks showed up for church. Usually 500 show up. Now, it doesn't say if it's a sunrise deal. I don't know if you know, because a lot of churches will do a sunrise service on Sunday, but there you go. At church attendance, get paid.
Yes, sir.
Pathetic.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
Pathetic.
You hope they'll come back. You're hoping.
They should be ashamed of themselves. Yes. Why not say, hey, we'll give it to the charity of your choice?
That'd be a good thing to do. That'd be the way to go with that. I believe that's probably right. There are
there is a hardworking missionary or church planter somewhere that needs that money, and you're going to tell me that you're going to bribe people to come to church on a Sunday morning? I mean, wow.
We'll see.
You know what? Cancel.
We'll see.
Do the rest of us a favor and just cancel.
We'll see if they take them take the money and give it to something.
Utterly distasteful.
Yeah, I understand. Fingernails grow 4 times faster than toenails. I'm just saying, okay? Just telling you.
Well, wash your ears out with that.
Somebody's going to want to know that.
I mean, right? How often do you cut your fingernails to how many times do you cut your toenails? Right.
Hey, you're the one who puts the date on the mattress. I don't know. You'd have to.
I don't put my date on my toenails.
Okay, all right.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh.
Bring back the clowns. That wasn't near as creepy. Can we just rerun Bravo Brazos Valley from yesterday?
I'm sitting here cringing at 8:30 yesterday going, is this almost over?
Well, they were in costume.
Yeah, they were.
I saw them through a glass window. I wasn't about to walk out in that lobby.
I guess you have
there
to be.
Violence.
Folks, we had out of 3-4 clowns walking the halls, and they were wanting to be disruptive, but they were very nice and they didn't.
That was
a good thing. There are 58 million dogs in U.S. America.
Ah, so, and yes, Scott owns half of them.
Yeah.
Per capita.
More than my share. Yeah.
Yeah.
Americans collectively eat 100 pounds of chocolate every second.
Let's just all get together and pig out. How about it?
We're talking 100 pounds a second?
You got adults with that stuff streaming down the side of their face. It's one of the ultimate comfort foods.
There's no doubt. I have a trivia question. We'll do that next hour. And we have a really neat prize, by the way. Now, we have Bill Flores coming up. So we may be able to do it before 8 o'clock. I'm not sure. But we will get it done today. And it is, I believe, a much sought-after prize. I think that it is difficult to get. There won't be many people who will be able to, but we've got it for you. And finally, as you do your cleaning this weekend, most dust particles in your house are made up of dead skin.
Oh, yeah. We've known that for a long time.
Yeah, but I mean,
doesn't make it any less gross.
This message on child safety is...